try to basically combine a bunch of frames into one, say F1 to F10, then feed those into the model, and then you have the output that's basically combines information from all of these frames.
Yeah.
And then also after this, we also, so you have, for example, output 1 to 10, and you have the output that's applicable from frame 11 to 20, etc. And then there's still, there's another like running process that we call temporal information integration. It's quite important to even find patterns that are more longer term than, because 10 frames is basically 0.3 seconds. Yeah. So that's not that much information. You also want to integrate temporal information over the more longer term. So you can be talking even minutes in some cases. So there's like this built up of state information where the model can also interrelate something that happened maybe seconds ago and see, okay, wait, a couple of seconds ago this was happening, now this is happening, this might be a fight, right? Because even that could be really interesting in case someone, if someone hands out or pushes someone a little bit and then nothing happens after that, you could be like, okay, maybe it's not a fight. But if then the other guy responds and hands out a punch, then you know it's a fight, right? And that information also needs to be interrelated.
Yeah. So that's the balance.